So, no fancy recording dildo today.
Why did you forget the fancy recording dildo? You know how much I love the recording dildo.
I know. You
It's my
guys.
favorite. It goes buzz buzz.
It
It
goes
goes but well, usually when you're not in the room.
buzz. Holy shit, I don't think that vibrates. But, oh
Well,
my God.
maybe I'm thinking of a different one. Anyway, welcome to Sassy Grimms, ladies and gentlemen.
Face palming here, but yeah, hi. We got fancy and got a little microphone, and of course I forgot it.
And she forgot it.
And I forgot it.
So hopefully y'all can hear us well enough. We're gonna go ahead with this episode, kick some ass, take some sassy names, and read from Hans Andersen.
Whoa, he got me so lost. You guys, we're getting high here, so I'm not taking any
High on life.
responsibility. I'm not taking any responsibility of anything that comes out of my mouth, and there's gonna be so much that comes out of my mouth today. So bear with me.
Lots of things, lots of mouths.
Plus, hey, I'm getting
And a
over.
forgotten electronic dildo.
Shut up.
So, what are we reading today?
Also, I'm getting over a sickness, so I have all the excuses for today, you guys. Well, you chose the story, so wait, before you tell us the story that you chose for us, let me give you some fun facts.
Are you sure?
They're pretty cool, some of them, most of them. And then I also have, stop coughing, it's gonna be so hard to fucking edit this. Oh my God. Get it out of your system. I
I
numb the
feel
sick
better.
one.
All
Fuck
right, fun
this.
facts are gonna be related here soon.
Wait, no. Don't rush me. I was about to tell you. I have a fucking awesome cool bonus, but you're getting me high and I'm gonna forget all about it.
Forgetting
So
the fun bonus.
don't let me forget it, is what
All
I'm
right.
trying to
I won't
say.
let you forget it.
All right, so fun facts before then. Wait, hit.
She's taking a hit, ladies and gentlemen, of some delicious black coffee.
Yeah,
We'll
that.
go with that.
Whatever you guys want to believe.
Yes.
Sure. So, all right. So, this story, whatever you picked, you want to tell us what you picked?
I picked The Wicked Prince.
Oh my God, you're so dramatic. I love this.
Dun dun dun.
Beautiful. I didn't hear the voice warm-ups today. That's great. All right, so
Yay.
this story was written in 1840.
Good year.
Good year. Well, you remember what we told you about Hans in like 1939? So you don't remember. You have no idea what I'm talking
No,
about.
I remember there was love, there was romance,
No.
but the opposite of all of that.
Exactly. Anyways, that was around the time that he was in the Danish theater. Right, and he was attempting to write plays, and they weren't going so well.
Oh,
So this was like a year
do they
after.
serve Danishes in the Danish theater?
I doubt that they did in those days,
Damn it.
but damn, that would have been good.
Yeah, tasty.
Yeah, so in 1840, Hans was busy writing bullshit plays that nobody liked. So two more fun facts that might be a little more fun than this. In January 25th, Antarctica was first identified as a continent
Yeah,
by the
big one.
explorer. Man, that's really exciting to find a new continent. So the kudos goes to the explorer Charles Wilkes.
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 Get down on it, Wilkes, in the frozen tundra.
He found Antarctica. And
Did you know that that's one of the ice walls in the Flat Earth legend?
yeah, and also it was way bigger. Just saying.
Yeah, has it shrunk a little?
It shrunk a little in 300 years, yes, 200 years. Anyways, next fun fact is in March 23rd, the first successful picture of the moon was taken.
Oh, that's gonna
Yeah.
make some pretty postcards.
Yeah, and responsible for that was a person named Draper. I couldn't find any more information about him yet, but He was using a method that was called, see if you can pronounce this, daguerreotype. I don't even know how it's, whatever. Anyways.
Daguerreotype.
Yeah, some Mercury shit and stuff. And then they got the moon in a picture. So that was fun. And in April 13th, Wilkinson Henry Lane, who was also called a.k.a. Yuda.
Yuda?
Yuda.
As in Yuda man.
Or Judah.
Judah.
Or whatever. So he perfected the tap dance that day. So ladies and gentlemen, April 13th, 1840 was when tap dance became a thing. Like a real thing.
Mark that on your past calendars.
Yeah, go back 200 years, yeah. What else was fun? So my birthday in May 1st, something really beautiful happened. That Penny Black, which was the world's first adhesive stamp,
was adhesive stamp.
Yes. So that was issued in the UK, and it was first used in May 6th, so 5 days later.
I wonder how they were doing stamps before.
They kind of had to, like, glue them on. They used some yucky stuff. I don't remember what it was, but they had some weird glue substances, and they had to put them on.
Probably saved on horses.
What? Yes. Uh-huh. All right.
You know, that's where glue comes from.
And he's making me laugh when I take a sip. Perfect. I'm going to spray it all over you.
Yay, wait, facing you. Not me.
Facing you, man. Face so don't make me laugh when I'm drinking.
Face the computer, then.
Fuck you. I need this computer. All right. So May 7th, there was a tornado that hit Natchez, Mississippi, and killed 317 people.
Wow, that got morbid real quick.
Have you met me?
Maybe a time or two.
All right.
So 300 people dead to Annie M. It's a twister. It's a twister.
Yeah.
Apparently, they didn't have quick enough access to shelters, so they got picked up and tossed about. Enough of that. Next.
All right. So June 12th is when a meteorite hits Uden, Netherlands.
Did it hit the people in the tornado? Did they get hit by a tornado?
And are you not listening to me?
Holy shit.
You're not listening. The tornado hit on May 7th.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking like it hit. They're fine. All right, tornado's over with. We could pick up our lives. We could start again. And then a meteor blows up Mississippi.
No, the meteor blows up in the Netherlands.
All right.
So up north to the east.
Poor Nederlanders.
Poor Finnish people. All right. And then, the fuck?
Did they name the meteorite?
They did not. No. And I couldn't find a lot more information about this. Also, a good one that you'll appreciate, June 20th, Samuel Morse patented his telegraph.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Do you know how to understand, read Morse
code?
Yeah.
Totally.
Totally. I used to.
Oh.
August 1st is when, get this, the slaves of all the British empire were emancipated.
Very well done.
And that was like 23 years earlier than the US.
Yeah, you know.
Like it took the Americans
Britain starts
23
a lot of
more
trends.
Years. Yeah. Damn it.
Beatles.
All right. And then so there's another fact that I'm going to save for the end. That's going to be our bonus story.
Yeah, for bonus.
It definitely surprised me.
So stick around for the bonus, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. But I'm not done.
That'll be after the Wicked Prince.
Stop it, I'm not done.
I just want to keep saying the Wicked Prince.
All right, I'm done. Whatever. Jesus. Yeah, so there's a couple more.
All right, keep going.
So December 15th, Napoleon Bonaparte, he received his actual, like, French state funeral, but it was kind of like 19 years after he died.
Damn. That's a long time to let a cadaver sit out before burying it. That so tiny little man sitting out there stinking up
the royal palace. Get buried like a fucking dog, palace. And then 19 years later, they're like, you know what? Napoleon just died like 19 years ago. Let's.
Should we get around to this, you know? Maybe bury him.
Celebrate this bullshit.
No.
You ready for this?
Are we ready for...
The Wicked Prince.
Yes!
Tell you all about the Wicked people. There are people. All right. Once upon a time... It starts like that. I did not
That is a beautiful way to start this. I don't know if we've had a once upon a time.
Not yet. I don't believe so.
All right. And it's wicked once upon a time. Even better.
Yes. You can hear how excited I am. Like, I probably stopped it. I'm going to go. Are you really ready for this? Because you need to listen.
My ears are perked and peaked and all yours.
I can see that. All right. Once upon a time, there was a proud and wicked prince who thought only about how he might conquer all the nations of the earth and make his name a terror to all mankind. He plunged forth with fire and sword. His soldiers trampled down the grain in the fields and put the torch to the peasant's cottage so that the red flames licked the very leaves from the trees and the fruit hung roasted from black and charred limbs. Well, that is a very...
That starts out dark already. What did the peasants ever do to you? They feed you. They till your land.
And then you make them into dinner.
And then you make... Ooh, they're eating the peasants?
I don't even know. They roasted them and got, like... roasted fruit on their bodies.
So you're saying, like, the wicked prince and the army, they're like, something smells good. What's cooking? Eh, it's that long pork. Let's have some. Nom, nom, nom.
It's the whose pork?
Long pork.
Long pork?
Long pork.
The human meat-ing?
Uh-huh. Long pork is a nickname for human meat.
It's Peter the peasant.
You know, because we're pretty close in relations to pigs and...
Monkeys? He's such a monkey.
All the time. So what did this army ravishing the countryside and peasantry do?
All right, so many a poor mother caught up her naked baby and tried to hide behind the smoking walls, but the soldiers followed her, and if they found her and the child, they began their devilish pleasure.
Their devilish pleasure.
Evil spirits could do no worse. But the prince rejoiced in it all. All right, so beautifully saying, they burned the villages down. They made the man roasted fucking pigs.
With her words, not mine.
Fruits on her bodies, on their bodies. And then they hunted down the women and the children, probably killed the children, raped the women.
Yeah, it's getting dark.
And the prince is all happy about this. He's like, yeah, go have fun.
He's cackling maniacally.
Yeah.
How would that sound? No? No, that's too cute.
That's not the prince. That's just me looking at your face.
Do I get to?
Do you get to? Okay. If you want to.
Or something like that.
Uh-huh. You are the worst in this. You need to work on this.
Oh, you liked it.
It was funny. Yeah, it was sure funny, but you need to work on this one.
Nah, that was perfect. I fucking rocked that.
Okay, whatever you want to tell yourself. Ready to listen for the rest of this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so day by day, his power increased. His name was feared by all, and the fortune followed him in all his deeds. From the conquered cities, he carried away gold and precious treasures, until he had amassed in his capital riches such as were unequaled in any other place. Then he built superb places and temples and arches. And whoever saw his magnificence said, "What a great prince."
He's not so great.
No. Well, I mean, you know, he's a great ruler, conqueror.
He put the lands to the torch.
He's the man.
And he ate the peasantry. He didn't just rule them, he ate them.
Yeah, you fucking kill everybody, you get all the money, and then you get their admiration, because who'd all will say otherwise? Someone said Joffrey?
Joffrey, oh, dropping a G-O-T bomb.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, so, never did they think of the mystery he had brought upon the other lands. Never did they think of the misery he had brought upon other lands. Never did they listen to the groans and lamentations from cities laid waste by fire. The prince gazed upon his gold, looked at his superb buildings, and thought like the crowd, "What a great prince. But I must have more, much more. There is no power that can equal, much less surpass me."
He's got a bit of an ego, this one. Ego and bloodlust, they don't go together very well.
They go great very well.
Yeah.
They go great very well.
They don't go very well for humanity.
Well, who said anything about humanity? They were talking about this one awesome person that was getting all this shit for himself.
I knew you would like him.
And Chris. Mm-hmm. Like to kick his back. And so he warred with his neighbors until all were defeated. The conquered kings were chained in his chariot with chains of gold when he drove through the street. And when he sat at the table, they lay at the feet of the prince and his courtiers, eating such scraps as might be thrown to them.
Chained up like dogs.
Yeah.
Though dogs might be treated better.
He saw all of it, the kings around him and was like, "You my bitch.
Hold my pocket.
You my bitch. Haul the pot because I need to poop."
Oh, the king's got to hold the poo pot?
Whatever.
That's so gross.
I'm just going with Hans
here.
What
if he ate some bad burritos that day?
No burritos back then.
This is my imagination. I can
Your imagination needs to get the fuck out of my story, honey. This is not going to work if you're not going to let me tell it. And you keep putting burritos into the king's fucking pot.
Pot burritos, ladies and gentlemen. They had it back then.
Pot burritos. He's going to go out with us to social media being like, "Hey, you guys, we invented pot burritos in the 1840s.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I can see that. All right, so where was I?
Somewhere there. Kings getting treated like dogs.
Dogs, huh? Yeah. All right, so now the prince had his own statue set up in the marketplaces and the palaces. Yes, he would even have set it in the churches, on the altars. But to this, the prince said, "Prince, you are great, but God is greater. We dare not obey your orders." That's what the priest told him?
Yeah, God is greater than the prince.
But, like, we'll still have your statue in the church by the altar.
Yeah, I mean, they gotta play nice or he's gonna eat them.
He's gotta eat them.
Yeah. I don't think the priests are safe from his devilish delights.
"Well," said the evil prince, "then I shall conquer God too."
Oh shit, he's going to war with God. This is going to be another battle royale.
In the pride and folly of his heart, he had built a splendidly constructed ship in which he could sail through the air.
Oh.
So he's going to sail through the air in a ship made out of...
fairy wings.
Yeah.
And he's going to go to war with God.
And he's going to find God. And yeah. All right.
I know I'm rooting for.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
No, I can't tell you that. I want to see who wins first.
Such a coward. Come on. Tell us all.
Who are you rooting for?
Well, I'm just here for the laughs. I don't think anything's really going to happen. You think he's really going to find God?
Yeah, I think he's going to, and I'm rooting for the prince. God has a much higher body count.
That would be great, actually. I would, yeah. I like that. All right, so it was as colorful as a peacock's tail and seemed decorated with 1,000 eyes, but each eye was a barrel of a cannon. The prince could sit in the center of the ship. Upon his touching a certain button, 1,000 bullets would stream forth, and the guns would at once be reloaded. Mind you, this is 1840.
Yeah, this is a very advanced ship. You know what I think happened? Aliens!
I was about to say, he traveled in time. But yeah, and he could, yeah.
Aliens. I think this is an alien conqueror masquerading as a man who now has an alien spaceship and is going to war with the sky people.
The sky people, huh?
A.K.A. God.
Hundreds of strong eagles were harnessed to the ship, so no. I'll let him tell the whole thing just to be like...
Oh, thank you.
And so it flew away, up and up towards the sun. Far beneath lay Earth. At first, its mountains and forests appeared like a plowed field, with a tuft of green peeping out here and there from the sod. Then it seemed like an unrolled map, and finally, this was still Flat Earth days, right? So, unfolded map?
No, it definitely wasn't.
You don't see the curve?
I mean, there's always been Flat Earth believers, but they definitely knew the Earth was round way before 1840.
I mean, that's why I'm like, Mr. Hans is like...
We just discovered a conspiracy. Hans Christian Andersen, a flat earth believer. Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. The most beloved idiot out there.
You found it here first, ladies and gentlemen, on Sassy Grimms, bringing you the heartbreaking truth.
Holy shit, we figured it out. High five.
Figured it out. Oh, man. Where do we go from here?
We need to publish this. People need to know Hans Christian Andersen was a flat earther. Come on.
Stay tuned in our social media feed. What? What happens next?
You post. I keep losing myself here. All right. And then finally, it was wholly hidden in mists and clouds at the Eagles. As the eagles flew higher and higher, then God sent forth a single one of his countless angels. Oh, God's fighting.
He's not. He's getting one of his lackeys to do it. You know what? There's this guy.
He's like, just get him to turn around. Tell him it's not like.
Tell him this isn't happening. I could just sneeze on him and he'd die.
I could just sneeze him out of existence.
Pretty much.
Be like,
achoo! And you're gone.
The universe will tear up and swallow you.
Ooh, how terrifying.
I got all Rick and Morty there for a second.
You did.
Anyways, so he sent one of his angels, and then immediately... The prince let fly 1,000 bullets at him, but they fell back like hail from the angel's shining wings. Then, one drop of blood, just one, fell from one of the angel's white wing feathers onto the ship of the prince. So he somehow did injure the angel.
I thought he had a force field.
Like, what the fuck?
A force field of God love. But apparently God didn't love him enough because one bullet got through.
Bullets, yeah. Can puncture a fucking feather.
of an angel,
of
a celestial being, of magnificent grace and splendor.
I have to stop here and say this. Like, Hans Christian Andersen is becoming my favorite little idiot.
Your favorite little idiot?
He's such an idiot.
How is he a little idiot?
Because this, I mean, really, you gotta think through your fucking stories before you write them down. But, I mean, he's not writing down stories for children. This is not a story for children, right? But, so, like, a little more thought into, like, the details of the story. You flat earther son of a bitch.
You flat earthers. She's just a little heartbroken because one of her favorite lore fairy tale authors turns out to be a flat earther.
He's a fucking idiot.
God,
but hey,
damn,
he wrote
it,
some
Hans.
Good stories.
All right.
He's a flat earther son of a bitch.
And scene.
Yes. Sorry, guys. I had to cough along up. So, there it burnt itself into it, and its weight of 1,000 hundredweight of lead hurled the ship back down with terrible speed to the earth. So basically, a drop of an angel blood weighs tons. Like, basically, it's almost like he drilled a hole in a ship on water. It did the same to the ship on...
Yeah, I'm imagining some Looney Tunes style things with Wile E. Coyote and the giant, like...
And all those birds flapping around being like, no, we want to go
shit.
Out. What's
so,
happening?
So all it took was a drop of angel blood.
Thinking blood on purpose now?
Yeah, I think he pricked his finger and just like, ah, that's enough.
Bullets! Okay, touch you.
Touch that one, all right. Get a little drop of here, fling it at the ship. You're done.
Yeah, pretty.
What a cheater.
He's not a cheater. He's a fucking angel. He could do that.
He cheated.
What?
He should have
go down there and like swing
yes.
a sword at the fucking
yes.
prince. What the hell are you talking about? He's a fucking celestial being. He
yeah,
did
come
it the
on.
Right way.
No, I want to see a battle royale.
You can write that down.
All right. You
can write your own story about this. But let's find out what happened to the prince. Okay. So, the mighty wings of the eagles were broken. The winds roared. The mighty wings of the eagles were broken. The winds roared about the head of the prince, and the clouds on every side sprung from the smoke of burned cities, formed themselves into a menacing shape. Into menacing shapes, some were like mile-long crabs stretching out their huge claws, towering him. Some were like mile-long crabs. Stretching out their huge claws toward him. Others were like tumbling boulders or fire-breathing dragons. The prince lay half dead in the ship until it was finally caught in the tangled branches of the dense forest. So there's a drop of blood. Your ship goes down through like the most psychedelic, crazy cloud trip.
And don't forget eagle broken wings.
Well, poor eagles.
Yeah, I'm feel sad for the eagles in this.
Like, why do you have to break their wings? So they won't fight the fall?
No, their wings broke because a 100 million ton drop of blood hit the ship and made it start careening towards Earth, and they couldn't take the weight, so they're trying to flap, but they can't because it's so heavy, and snap! Their wings break! And they go down with the prince.
Terrifying.
And there's lots of, you know, buffalo eagle wings.
And then he still survives it, because God is merciful.
God is merciful, except to the eagles.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? So, the forest branches saved him. Perfect. All right, so, I will conquer God, he said.
He's a feisty one.
I have sworn it. My will shall be done. Alright. Then, for 7 years, he built other magnificent ships in which to sail through the air, and had lightning beams forged from the hardest of steels to batter down the battlements of heaven itself. From all the conquered countries, he assembled vast armies that, when formed in battle array, covered mile after mile of ground. They embarked in the magnificent ships, but as the prince approached his own, God sent forth a swarm of gnats, just one little swarm, that buzzed about the prince and stung his face and hands. In rage, he drew his sword, but he could cut only the empty air. He could not strike the gnats. Then he ordered that he be brought costly clothes, which were to be wrapped around him, so that no gnat could reach him with its sting. His orders were carried out, but one little gnat had concealed itself in the innermost covering, and now it crept into the prince's ear and stung him. It smeared like fire. It smarted like fire, and the poison rushed into his brain. He tore the clothes loose and flung them far away from him, rent his garments into rags, and danced naked before the ragged and savage soldiers. Now they could only mock at the mad prince who had started out to conquer God and had been himself conquered by a single little gnat.
That bit his brain.
No, it did not. It bit his ear and poisoned his brain.
Yeah, I know.
And then he was
dancing naked
with his floopy floop flapping all around right in front of all
his. His floopy floop? Is that your name for a penis? This is more interesting than the story now. Your name for a penis is a floopy floop?
That just came out.
Baby, come give me your floopy floop.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, did
see?
Not. Uh-huh. No. Oh my God. How did you feel
and
about
that
this story?
Is the end.
Stop it. How
of
did
the
you
Wicked Prince.
God damn it. Don't tell me.
Don't tell you what?
How did you feel about the stupid story?
I feel that God was a cowardly trickster in this story. Just always sending others
cowardly
to do his...
Cowardly trickster?
Others to do his
I
dirty
thought it was
work.
Genius.
Just... Angel, go take care of this. I'm going to send some poisonous gnats.
Well, yeah, let us make fun of him. He's just like letting him work his little butt off, building all these sheeps and getting all the armies and getting ready to fucking conquer God. And he's like, if you're not gonna sober up, then you're an idiot, and here's a gnat.
Yeah, you should have learned from the first angel and his insanely heavy and dense blood. It took down a single ship. Could you imagine if he would have sent an army of angels? That'd have been bad business.
This guy doesn't deserve an army of angels.
So he got an army of gnats.
Not even
and
that.
Then
they said
war
like
with
just
gnats.
One little flock of gnats. That's it.
Yeah, it was the super.
Just a little swarm is all it took. You're a fucking idiot.
Man, in our previous episode, we had a rose elf getting busy in people's ear. Now God's sending gnats to poison people's ear. Maybe God made the rose elves right after. You know
no,
what?
That was
this
before,
is pretty
though.
Useful. I'm going to make some rose elves.
What the? No, it wasn't that. The rose elf was a year before. So God
yeah,
thought
but,
about the rose elf.
And then went back
and then
in
they
time.
Gave him. No, so maybe they gave him like the inspiration for the gnats. He'd be like, you know what? Last year, the gnomes, the little elves.
Getting your fairy folk mixed up.
I know. But anyways, I'm sick. I don't care. Listen, so the elf, right? So I don't even know. Wait, what?
What? Flippy floop. Floppy flap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God.
And his big old flippy floop floppy
yeah,
flap.
Yeah, yeah. He got busy with the elves.
Oh. Oh, damn. This story is getting more adventurous by the second. So God's fucking with saying. Elves. What happens next?
Oh my
and,
God.
And God mated with the elves, and thus dwarves were born.
No, what? Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Dwarves.
Dwarves.
You know, how did dwarves come into existence? God had sex with elves.
And then he's like, oh, great idea. Anyways, so yeah, the God saw the rose elf, right? It was like in 1839. He was like, ooh, that elf. He has some good ideas, like talking and doing things in people's ears. Yeah. And now this fucking asshole doesn't want to learn shit. So, you know what? I want this gnat to have the same fucking idea. Great, that sounds awesome.
And then buzz, buzz, ow, death.
Yeah, no, no death. He just got crazy.
I'm sure he eventually died.
I mean, I kind of hope that his soldiers seeing him dancing with his flippy flipper all around. Being like, this fucking asshole ate my dad and raped my mom.
Yeah, why am I following this guy again?
Dancing.
And now I get to see his floopy floop flapping around.
Let's go all medieval on his ass. Cut his floopy
floop off and make him eat it like a hot dog.
Damn! Wow. Yes.
Was that a little too dark for you?
No, that was awesome. I did not expect that from you.
No. Yeah, I can get a little dark.
A little dark and gory. All right.
Hashtag long pork hot dog.
Ew. yeah, yeah. We should try it sometime.
Is that our next challenge, long pork? I don't want to eat human.
I kind of do. There, I can think about a few people that I'd be like, yeah, yeah, I cook you. And I wouldn't even regret it.
All right. Well, I guess instead of long pork, we could eat some, like, pig feet or something.
Ew.
Hey, it's a challenge. We haven't had one in a minute.
No.
It's either pig feet or pig ears.
Nose.
Pig nose? That grosses me out way more than the ears and feet.
Why?
Because that's where all the boogers are.
It's going to be well cooked and very good spices.
And crunchy on the inside.
Yum, yum.
All
right. Ew, can you come up with some better challenges? I mean, come on. Seriously,
where are
you're going to feed me
some
all.
Pig nose? No, this is the thing now. You said a pig nose.
Shit, there is. With all the birds that we've been talking about, you somehow got to a fucking pig?
Well, I don't think we can go out and start eating eagles. I think they're probably endangered, so we'll see.
I don't
want to
eat an eagle. Let's eat gnats.
Let's eat gnats. All right.
Good protein.
We can eat some bugs. I still think we should have pig nose. You're the one that come up with
it. All right, if you look for it, we'll see. We'll see about it. So, yeah, that was our story. Let us know how you guys felt about this one.
That was a pretty good story. I liked the Wicked Prince.
Yeah, I noticed that. You guys, one day we'll do like a video episode, I think. And then you're going to see his face when he's doing his voices. And you're going to understand why I get so slow and shocked and
upset
scared.
And perturbed.
Very scared sometimes. He's ridiculous and it's funny. So, so I promised you a bonus story.
Bonus! Was that too excited?
Everything about you is too excited today.
Yay!
But
I'm excited for bonus material. You made it sound really good. I'm hyped. I've had coffee.
Well, no, now you need to kind of relax because this one is like, it's a true story.
All right. I'm mellowing out.
It's not that funny.
I didn't say it was funny. I'm just excited.
But maybe you'll find the funny.
Maybe I'll find the funny. Maybe I'll cry.
You'll find the funny.
Adventure.
All right. So we were talking about 1840, right? And I found this really interesting story, and I thought I was pretty okay, well-versed in, like, the European / Middle East history.
Uh-huh.
But I did not know about this story. Apparently, this story actually started most of the blood labels that were being told about the Jewish people.
Blood labels?
Libels. I think that's how they're called here. Anyways, they were telling, so basically we're like little fables and stories that were being told to little good Christian people about the Jewish people and how dangerous they are and that they kill people. And they kill Christian boys and little kids for their blood to make their Passover matzahs. So it's this little flatbread that they make for Passover.
Yeah, sounds like it would be incredibly gory and salty all at the same time.
It sounds amazing, isn't it? We were just talking about eating people. What are you talking about? You were saying you wanted to have like a fucking sausage.
No, I don't want the
Flippy
sausage.
Flippy floppy sausages.
We need to start a chain of restaurants called Flippy Floppy Sausages.
Only people that listen to this podcast will understand what it refers to and be like, hell yeah, we're going to go eat these.
Exactly. And they're all going to be shaped like Flippy Flops.
Perfect. Perfect. I think that's a great idea.
All right. So
anyway, so this is a story that is apparently still being told by the Muslim world sometimes.
Even nowadays.
When
people should know better that people are butchering people for their Passover bread.
The story that I'm about to tell you is not that. That is an actual story that happened in real life. So here's what happened. This happened in Syria, Damascus. This guy, he was all right. So in Syria and in Damascus, it was in 1840 was the Ottoman Islamic rule. So mostly like Syrian government and then Turkish government and whatever. So the Ottomans were basically Turkish. And I'm probably butchering this all up. But anyways, so since it was in Syria and it was the Islam that ruled it, the Christians and the Jewish in the area were not treated very well. I think this is the first time I'm hearing that Christians were not treated too well, but I guess whatever. So they were free to be who they want to be and worship who they want to worship, as long as they paid taxes to the empire.
Right.
Right. So you had to pay for your religion and you're good to go. So they were kind of upset, and the Christian people started whining about it a lot and trying to like involve like the church and the Catholic Church and trying to like get better treatment, because of course they're privileged and they're Christian and they're the best in the world. So
sounds about right.
Right. And then people really didn't like the Jewish people, of course, as ever. Like, they were wealthier, they were a little more powerful, even though they were a minority and not really treated too well. They could fend for themselves. This was kind of like the social circumstances around that time.
Right.
Right. And then, so the French sent the Christians some help sometime. I mean, internationally, they got some help from the church and some from anywhere, really. And then there came this French monk with his servant. And his servant, I think, was Greek.
So we got a French monk and a Greek servant, and then what happens?
And so they come from France, and they go to Syria to try to kind of, like, help the Catholic and the Christian community within Damascus to, like, get better, I don't know.
Sent some foreign aid.
And then they disappeared.
The monk and the servant?
Yeah, they've never been seen again.
Did they get eaten by the wicked prince?
Maybe.
Damn.
No one knows what happened.
How it all ties together.
I know, right? This is just like a great coincidence to tell these two stories. I love that I get to do this. So, anyways, guess what happened next?
Was there a revolt?
Yeah, kind of. Well, not really. So, all right. So this monk and his servant got to Damascus, and then a few days later, they disappeared.
Right.
That happened in, like, somewhere in February. And then, so the Christians were pissed off. the Muslims were like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we're still getting a lot of help from France. We can't have this happen. So they were pissed off. And so no one, like, the Jews didn't care because they're like, the fuck, you know? We don't care about your fucking monks. I mean, we're here living our lives. We're all
good. We've got it pretty hard already. Why don't you go deal with your own issues?
Yeah, you fuck around between yourselves. We don't care. But so here's what happened. The people that most people love to hate got blamed for it. So the Christians said that it was the Jewish people that killed those monks because it's a part of their practice to kill anyone who's not within their religion, take their blood and use it to bake the matzah bread for Passover. And we're almost kind of getting close to this. I don't know how their logic came because, like, Passover is, like, usually around April. And this was early February.
So they're like, they're going to start butchering people.
Dry the blood.
Their blood.
Yeah.
So that they can make their bread.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what happened. So the authorities came to the Jewish community and they started pointing fingers and blaming the 13 most notable Jewish community members. There were rabbis and bankers and a lot of very influential and smart people and, you know, big people and rich people. There was a certain very big and very rich family that lived in Damascus these days. And it gets me wondering about the family name. But anyways, they were very envied by the authorities, and like the father of the family was taken as well. And so they were the Ottoman. So they were in the Ottoman jail. And they were tortured to tell the authorities.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck happened to the priest and his servant? And what did they do with them? And why? And so that was going on for months. Months and months and months. And so there started to be a whole mess around us internationally. They had protests and people from all around the world butting their heads and being like, what the fuck are you doing? Let them go. It's 13 people that you've arrested for nothing.
And put in prison and tortured.
And tortured for information. And you have no clue and no proof and what the hell is going on. And so that was going on for about 6 months. And by August, I think it was the end of August. Yeah, August 28th is when they decided to let them go. By that time, four of them had already died from torture.
And God so, damn.
Yeah. And so they only had nine people left to go, and they really just let them go and let that story lie. But that story never ended. So this story about this monk and his servant, or this Christian priest and his servant, is kind of still floating around the world. There were stories and books and movies that were published about this. It still is being referred to in articles. And in articles and stories, books, and then people are saying that this is where it actually began, the story, the blood stories that were saying that Jewish people would kill Christian or people that are not from their religion to harvest and harness the blood and bake it.
Sounds like they're confusing Jewish people with vampires.
Yeah.
So this is the origin tales of this particular despicable...
I need to check this fact, but I don't know what... Let's... I don't think so. I think... So if we're talking about this specific blood story about Jewish people killing for blood, these stories were told by people since, like, forever. It started way before then, and then, like, because I know that Chaucer and Shakespeare had written about it.
So it's been around for a minute.
It's been around for a minute, but this was just I think... It's a very notable story that it was called, you guys should look it up, it's called the Damascus Affair. So it really happened in 1840, and it kind of rattled the world, and people are still kind of referring to it. There were refers to it in newspapers in the 200s that were talking about this specific incident of the death of this specific monk, Mr. Thomas or whatever. And so
people, but they don't know what happened to him. He could have gotten eaten by the wolves in the forest on the way there.
There's books that are claiming that they do. There's people who are saying that, like, telling the story of, like, the last days of his life and kind of coming up with, like,
what could have happened. Things
that, yeah, could have, should have, whatever, that sound kind of credible and appear to be true. So some people believe it this way and some people believe it that way. And most of it still appears like in the Islamic world, really. There was this guy that was saying that not too long ago that he can prove that it was right. And that he had proofs that that are, like, from the Middle Ages or whatever. I don't even know.
Sounds sketchy.
Yeah, he said it was based on documents from France, Vienna, and the American University in Beirut.
I tend to not believe and discount that sort of claim.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
Whatever. So I thought that was an interesting
That was an interesting little fun fact for the year 1840 when this story was written.
Yeah.
It's a very dark and morbid piece of history.
Well, most of history is dark and morbid, but this is our world, this is humanity. It's fucked up.
In all its fucked up glory.
So.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, on that wonderful
thank
note.
Thank you, all of you fuckers who decided to join us today and listen to this episode. I hope you had fun.
It was a very good episode. I liked the story. The Wicked Prince.
Oh my god, I'm going to stop hearing that from now on. I'm hoping so. Anyways, you guys stay tuned for the next one where Mr. Trey here is going to tell us a Grimm story, maybe followed by an amazing magical creature.
Yes, this magical creature has something to do with the month of March.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shits. All right.
It's part of one of your favorite Saturday morning cereals. That's all the clues you get.
What are you guys having for breakfast here? This sounds horrible.
Pig noses.
You guys, he's gonna make me eat a pig nose because of you.
Yummy! Oink, oink.
Oink, oink. Thank you for joining us. Go ahead and support us wherever you can, and we love you, and we'll see you next week.
And you guys, have an amazing week. Mwah!
Yeah, what he said, I'm not going to float a kiss to you. Fuck you. Bye. So I promised you a bonus story.
Bonus! Was that too excited?
Everything about you is too excited today.
Yay!
But
I'm excited for bonus material. You made it sound really good. I'm hyped. I've had coffee.
Well, no, now you need to kind of relax because this one is like, it's a true story.
All right. I'm mellowing out.
It's not that funny.
I didn't say it was funny. I'm just excited.
But maybe you'll find the funny.
Maybe I'll find the funny. Maybe I'll cry.
You'll find the funny.
Adventure.
All right. So we were talking about 1840, right? And I found this really interesting story, and I thought I was pretty okay, well-versed in, like, the European slash Middle East history.
Uh-huh.
But I did not know about this story. Apparently, this story actually started most of the blood labels that were being told about the Jewish people.
Blood labels?
Libels. I think that's how they're called here. Anyways, they were telling, so basically were like little fables and stories that were being told to little good Christian people about the Jewish people and how dangerous they are and that they kill people. And they kill Christian boys and little kids for their blood to make their Passover matzahs. So it's this little flatbread that they make for Passover.
Yeah, sounds like it would be incredibly gory and salty all at the same time.
It sounds amazing, isn't it? We were just talking about eating people. What are you talking about? You were saying you wanted to have like a fucking sausage.
No, I don't want the
Flippy
sausage.
Floppy sausages.
We need to start a chain of restaurants called Flippy Floppy Sausages.
Only people that listen to this podcast will understand what it refers to and be like, hell yeah, we're going to go eat
these. Exactly. And they're all going to be shaped like Flippy Flops.
Perfect. Perfect. I think that's a great idea.
All right. So
anyway, so this is a story that is apparently still being told by the Muslim world sometimes.
Even nowadays.
When
people should know better that people are butchering people for their Passover bread.
The story that I'm about to tell you is not that. That is an actual story that happened in real life. So here's what happened. This happened in Syria, Damascus. This guy, he was, all right, so in Syria and in Damascus, it was in 1840 was the Ottoman Islamic rule. So mostly like Syrian government and then Turkish government and whatever. So the Ottomans were basically Turkish. And I'm probably butchering this all up. But anyways, so since it was in Syria and it was the Islam that ruled it, the Christians and the Jewish in the area were not treated very well. I think this is the first time I'm hearing that Christians were not treated too well, but I guess whatever. So they were free to be who they want to be and worship who they want to worship, as long as they paid taxes to the empire.
Right.
So you had to pay for your religion and you're good to go. So they were kind of upset, and the Christian people started whining about it a lot and trying to like involve like the church and the Catholic Church and trying to like get better treatment, because of course they're privileged and they're Christian and they're the best in the world. So
sounds about right.
Right. And then people really didn't like the Jewish people, of course, as ever. Like, they were wealthier, they were a little more powerful, even though they were a minority and not really treated too well. They could fend for themselves. This was kind of like the social circumstances around that time.
Right.
And then, so the French sent the Christians some help sometime. Internationally, they got some help from the church and some from anywhere, really. And then there came this French monk with his servant. And his servant, I think, was Greek.
So we got a French monk and a Greek servant, and then what happens?
And so they come from France, and they go to Syria to try to kind of, like, help the Catholic and the Christian community within Damascus to, like, get better, I don't know.
Sent some foreign aid.
And then they disappeared.
The monk and the servant?
Yeah, they've never been seen again.
Did they get eaten by the Wicked Prince?
Maybe.
Damn.
No one knows what happened
How to it all ties together.
I know, right? This is just like a great coincidence to tell these two stories. I love that I get to do this. So, anyways, guess what happened next?
Was there a revolt?
Yeah, kind of. Well, not really. So, all right. So this monk and his servant got to Damascus, and then a few days later, they disappear.
Right.
That happened like somewhere in February. And then, so the Christians were pissed off. The Muslims were like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we're still getting a lot of help from France. We can't have this happen. So they were pissed off. And so no one, like, the Jews didn't care because they're like, the fuck? You know, we don't care about your fucking monks. I mean, we're here living our lives. We're all good.
We've got it pretty hard already. Why don't you go deal with your own issues?
Yeah, you fuck around between yourselves. We don't care. But so here's what happened. The people that most people love to hate got blamed for it. So the Christians said that it was the Jewish people that killed those monks because it's a part of their practice to kill anyone who's not within their religion, take their blood and use it to bake the matzah bread for Passover. And we're almost kind of getting close to this. I don't know how their logic came, because like Passover is like usually around April. And this was early February.
So they're like, they're gonna start butchering people.
Dry the blood.
Collecting their blood.
Yeah.
So that they can make their bread.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what happened. So the authorities came to the Jewish community and they started pointing fingers and blaming the 13 most notable Jewish community members. There were rabbis and bankers and a lot of very influential and smart people and, you know, big people and rich people. There was a certain very big and very rich family that lived in Damascus these days. And it gets me wondering about the family name. But anyways, they were very envied by the authorities, and like the father of the family was taken as well. So they were in the Ottoman jail and they were tortured to tell the authorities.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck happened to the priest and his servant? And what did they do with them? And why? And so that was going on for months. Months and months and months. And so there started to be a whole mess around us internationally. They had protests and people from all around the world butting their heads and being like, what the fuck are you doing? Let them go. It's 13 people that you've arrested for nothing.
And put in prison and tortured.
And tortured for information. And you have no clue and no proof and what the hell is going on. And so that was going on for about 6 months. And by August, I think it was the end of August. Yeah, August 28th is when they decided to let them go. By that time, four of them had already died from torture.
And God so, damn.
Yeah. And so they only had 9 people left to go, and they really just let them go and let that story lie. But that story never ended. So this story about this monk and his servant, or this Christian priest and his servant, is kind of still floating around the world. There were stories and books and movies that were published about this. It still is being referred to in articles and stories, books, and then people are saying that this is where it actually began, the story, the blood stories that were saying that Jewish people would kill Christian or people that are not from their religion to harvest and harness the blood and bake it.
Sounds like they're confusing Jewish people with vampires.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is the origin tales of this particular despicable...
I need to check this blood story about Jewish people killing for blood. These stories were told by people since, like, forever. It started way before then, and then, like, because I know that Chaucer and Shakespeare had written about it.
So it's been around for a minute.
It's been around for a minute, but this was just I think it's a very notable story that it was called, you guys should look it up, it's called The Damascus Affair. So it really happened in 1840, and it kind of rattled the world, and people are still kind of referring to it. There were refers to it in newspapers in the 200s that were talking about this specific incident of the death of this specific monk, Mr. Thomas or whatever. And so
people, but they don't know what happened to him. He could have gotten eaten by the wolves in the forest on the way there.
There's books that are claiming that they do. There's people who are saying that, like, telling the story of, like, the last days of his life and kind of coming up with, like,
what could have things happened.
That, yeah, could have, should have, whatever, that sound kind of credible and appear to be true. So some people believe it this way, and some people believe it that way, and most of it still appears, like, in the Islamic world, really. There was this guy that was saying that not too long ago that he can prove that it was right, and that he had proofs that are, like, from the Middle Ages or whatever. I don't even know.
Sounds sketchy.
Yeah, he said it was based on documents from France, Vienna, and the American University in Beirut.
I tend to not believe and discount that sort of claim.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
Whatever. So I thought that was an interesting
story. That was an interesting little fun fact for the year 1840 when this story was written.
Yeah.
It's a very dark and morbid piece of history.
Well, most of history is dark and morbid, but this is our world. This is humanity. It's fucked up.
In all its fucked up glory.
So,
well, ladies and gentlemen, on that wonderful
thank
note.
Thank you, all of you fuckers who decided to join us today and listen to this episode. I hope you had fun.
It was a very good episode. I liked the story. The Wicked Prince.
Oh my god, I'm going to stop hearing that from now on. I'm hoping so. Anyways, you guys stay tuned for the next one where Mr. Trey here is going to tell us a Grimm story, maybe followed by an amazing magical creature.
Yes, this magical creature has something to do with the month of March.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right.
It's part of one of your favorite Saturday morning cereals. That's all the clues you get.
What are you guys having for breakfast here? This sounds horrible.
Pig noses.
You guys, he's gonna make me eat a pig nose because of you.
Yummy! Oink, oink.
Oink, oink. Thank you for joining us, and we love you, and we'll see you next week.
And you guys, have an amazing week. Mwah!
Yeah, what he said, I'm not gonna float a kiss to you. Fuck you. Bye.